Try to stay in a calm place, on the bed or over the floor. Lay on your back, being aware of the stability the surface is offering you. Perceive the outline of your body. What's its size? What about the length of your body? Travel around from side to side, from the feet to the head, from the front part to the back part of you. When you breathe in, the belly and the chest are able to expand. When you breathe out, they come back to the starting position. I would say there's nothing heavy over them, so they're free to move. Am I wrong? As you breathe in through the mouth or the nose, there are several air passages driving it towards the lung. And the lungs have a kind of sponge material giving them the ability to expand and contract. They're full of branches and structures prepared for the exchange of gases, although they're underused frequently. Let's start using your resources in a better way. So please, bend your knees and put the sole of your feet on the floor. Feel free to stay in this position or change it if you need it. Breathe in and open your lungs. They amplify the tissues and the membranes around them. Get closer to your skin. This is happening in three dimensions, in your right and in your left lungs. Push with your left foot against the floor. Do it several times and leave it. You don't need to use your strength abilities. It is more simple than that. Through your left foot, you'll move another part of you very gently. Try to explore this possibility and take your time. Perhaps one consequence is that, thanks to the pushing movement coming from your foot, the left buttock lifts a little bit the floor. Do you feel it? What's happening in your right buttock then? Leave it and take a rest. Repeat again the same movement and take the change of weight towards your right buttock. Choose which is a good rhythm for you and take as much pulses as you wish. Next time you do it, could you bring the weight up in your right side? Try to send the weight from your right buttock to your ribs in that side. Do you think it would be possible to arrive even to the back part of the right shoulder? The left foot continues pressing the surface. Could you consider the possibility of bring the expansion of your breathing to that areas where the weight arrives? Take advantage of all those branches inside your lungs. And expand the places where the weight arrives. Maybe you can follow some order. Remember everything on your right side. First of all, bring the pressure and the expansion to the floating ribs. The upper ribs now. And then bring the weight and the expansion just to the middle between upper and floating ribs. Take a rest and feel whether, even in this pose, there are consequences of the previous movements in the way you breathe. Repeat all that in the other side now. From now on, it will be the turn of the right foot pushing the floor so that you can bring the weight in diagonal until the left buttock. Do it several times, please. Expand those areas where the pressure increases as you breathe in and stay there when you breathe out as well. Take a pause, please. And do it again. Push with your right foot and let the air and the expansion travel all along the left part of your thorax. And please leave it. Let's change position. Lay on your stomach. Because people having trouble breathing now due to the virus could find easier to breathe staying in this position. So find a way of staying there comfortably the following minutes. For a good position for the head and the neck, and consider using a pillow under your belly. Then your knees letting the sole of the feet face the ceiling. Please put your ankles together as if they were attached. And turn in a soft way your legs to the right. I don't recommend you to do big movements. Turn and come back to the starting point and do it several times. There will be a moment when your left knee leaves the floor. Pay attention, probably your neck will stay better placed if you turn your head to the left. Find your option. And as you continue, turn your legs. Once again, the contact with the floor changes. Notice what's happening in the right part of your thorax. Is it assuming more weight? And take advantage of it, trying to expand those areas just when you breathe in. Rest in that position, please. Bend again the knees and turn them to the other side. It will be the right knee who leaves the floor now. And it is likely your head will be would feel better turn to the right. Is your left side contacting clearer than the opposite one with the floor? Do not overdo it. Just with a tiny movement, there will be echoes of the body mass changes over the surface. Remember the sponge you have available at each side of you, plenty of little branches. And use them now, especially in the left part of your thorax now. And leave it. Take a rest if you want to. As you lie on your stomach, the back part of your body faces the ceiling free of load, without any sort of pressure or weight. Your ribs, there at your back, can expand and release freely. Meanwhile, the chest and the abdomen give you support. In both cases, you can play with the volume of the ribcage using the contact with the floor or the lack of it. Remember, you have to know that there is movement in your deep areas too. There are biological tissues that are prepared to adapt to the troubles your ear does when you breathe out and when you breathe in. Don't stop doing it.